speaking on this program is Brother Tony Lawrence.
How to be more friendly and how to attract visitors. But I know the substance and the person who asked the question, they're concerned with the Lord's church growing. And that's a good question. We ought to, every one of us, be concerned with doing our part to help the Lord's church grow. If we're not, we're not doing what we ought to be doing. But let me point out some things that we must not do. We must not change God's plan for the work and the worship of the church. I have no authority to do it, number one. But number two, that would make us something different from what God wants us to do. Many people are doing that. In doing so, there are some trying to spice up the church by making the worship services much more entertaining, make the church much more appealing to, and I'm going to say this directly, the lust of the flesh. We're thinking in worldly terms instead of spiritual terms when we're trying to make it appeal to the worldly people. We can never change the focus from pleasing God to pleasing man. I would deal with Romans 15, but I just want to take Galatians 1 and verse 10. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I still pleased men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. If you and I decide somewhere in our minds that in order to make the church grow, we're going to abandon what God is pleased with to what man is pleased with, then we're no longer serving God. We're serving man. But Christians ought to be the friendliest and the most caring people, serving God and loving our fellow man. We ought to let people, when they come in, know that we love them, we love their souls, we want them to be here, and God wants them to be here. I will tell you, when you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 23 through 25, he's talking about their exercising spiritual gifts, miraculous gifts, in their local assembly. He is concerned with the fact that some would come together and they would be speaking in tongues and speaking in prophecy, and people would come in as a visitor and they would hear all this going on and they would be confused. But Paul goes on to say in verse 25, if a person is listening carefully and you're preaching and teaching what's correct, he said, and thus the secrets of his heart will be revealed, and so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is truly among you. We want to worship God in such a fashion that people, when they come, say, hey, those people love God, those people are trying to serve God, and God is among them. And when you and I conduct ourselves as God would have us to, people can't complain. You know, sometimes people come to services. I've met people whose family and friend comes, and they're not here because they want to be, but because mama said, you've got to go to church with me, or daddy said, you've got to go to church with me, or the husband or the wife said, you've got to go to church with me. In 1 Peter 2:12, he says, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. We ought to be conducting ourselves so that when people come in among us, they would look and maybe they didn't want to come for the right reason, but they look and they say, those people are worshiping God. Those people are acting right. They're caring about people. They're doing the right thing. Let me talk to you for just a moment about some practical things that I think are involved. I think we need to practice the golden rule. You know what Matthew 7:12 says? We paraphrase it. Do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets. I'd like you to think, how would you like to be treated when you go on vacation? And you don't know anyone there. You go into an assembly of God's people. How do you want them to treat you? Or maybe you move into a new community and you are now trying to find a home congregation. How do you want those people to treat you? Well, let's be specific for just a moment or two. I want somebody to greet me and ask my name. I want someone to say to me, who are you? And they say, well, what do you do? Well, I'm a preacher. Oh, good. You can lead the opening prayer tonight. But you may move into a community, and who are you? Well, I'm a mover. I'm a teacher. I work in this way. Oh, you've got some commonality there. You learn something. They're interested in you. I want somebody to be interested in me as a person. We ought to be doing that. We ought to offer to help locating the auditorium, the restrooms, the classes, anything else. Somebody walks in the door, which direction do you go? They've never been in this building. Do you go right? Do you go left? Do you go up? Do you go down? Our auditorium is this way. Be helpful. If I go in the door, I want somebody to say, the auditorium's this way. If you need the restrooms, they're around this corner. Now I'm fixing to meddle. I'm serious. Move over. Don't say, I got here first, and if you wanted the end of the seat, then you need to have gotten here earlier than me. If someone comes in and they need a seat, especially on Sunday morning, when the only open seats are those down here near the front, and there's about three seats on the other side of you, folks, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. Move over. Let them in. That's just common courtesy. If you want to make people feel welcome, treat them like you yourself would want to be treated. James chapter 2, I think, addresses this very subject. In verse 2, if there should come into your assembly a man with gold rings, fine apparel, and you, there should come into you a poor man in filthy clothes, and you pay attention to the one wearing the fine clothes, and you say to him, you sit here in a good place. And you say to the poor man, you stand there, or you sit here at my footstool. Have you not shown partiality among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts, folks? That's pretty plain. If we look at certain people and we say, I'm not moving over for them, what have we done? The attraction usually comes from outside our building. Yes, we get visitors. We had a number with us this morning. I'm glad because we had a number of our folks gone. But there are opportunities that we have presented to us. This is a question that was asked and it needs to be answered. When we have opportunities like the Autumn Street Fair, we ought to fill every one of those slots with opportunities for people to go out and greet folks. And folks, you can do that. You can go out and say, hey, I'm Tony Lawrence. I'm from Bobby Branch. Would you like a calendar, a daily Bible reading calendar? Would you like this or would you like that? We don't have many opportunities to reach out. When we do, we need to take every advantage of them. We need to be giving personal invitation to our family, our friends, our co-workers. We should never be ashamed to invite them. Many of them will say, oh, would you like to go to church with us? Many of them will say, oh, we're having a special singing. They don't mind inviting us, but are we inviting them? Let me tell you times when people are often ready to listen. In Colossians 4 and verse 5, walk in wisdom to those who are on the outside, redeeming the time. Ephesians 5:16, redeeming the time because the days are evil. The word redeeming the time literally carries with the idea, make the best of every opportunity that you have. You're at funeral home. Somebody has not been to church in 5 years. And you're sitting there next to them and they're bemoaning the fact that they are seeing themselves in that casket. They're seeing their own mortality. And they're saying, I need to get back in church. Don't let that opportunity pass. You'll never get that opportunity again. Say, you do need to get back in church. And we've got a seat for you. I'll move over for you. There's a place for you at Bobby Branch. You get them in the building. We love them. We treat them like we ought to treat them. And those people will come back. One more, and then I'm going to quit. Don't be critical of the church. Don't run down the elders. Don't make fun of the song leaders. Don't talk bad about the preacher. Don't talk ugly about the church whatsoever. And let me tell you why. If I tell you that I went to eat at a restaurant today and the food was terrible and it cost too much, would you want to go eat there? Not, no. If you go out and you say, well, you know, we got them old elders, you know, and we got that old preacher, he preaches way too long. And by the time you get through describing the church, why would anybody ever want to go to church there? We need to be the kind of people who say, you know, Sunday morning rolls around and I love to go to church. I love to be able to sing, pray, and open my Bible and study God's Word.